Hello, this is Amin Parker, and the idea of this video comes from my daughter, Cassandra. So basically, she wanted me to talk about the games that I experienced in the past, the pros and the cons with each game. So I'll talk about that. So when I was young, I had the Nintendo Entertainment System. It was an 8-bit console. This was a console that was big in the 80s. And I played a lot of games, okay? Both first party and third party. Now, because I understand very clearly that I have all type of gamers on this channel, because everybody is their own individual. So everyone has their own favorite game, or everyone has their own favorite console brand. So obviously, Nintendo first party games will not appear on PlayStation or Xbox. So the games that I'm going to talk about is the third party games, because these are games that all gamers can relate to. Because for the most part, third-party games appear on all consoles. So if you're a Sony fan or an Xbox fan, you can listen into this conversation. So back in the day, two of my favorite third parties were Capcom and Konami. And then after those two, it was Square Enix. But before Square Enix, I was a Konami and Capcom fan. Konami and Capcom was putting out some of the best games back in the day during the 80s for the Nintendo system. And their games were very well done. Capcom and Konami's games were very, very well done. Konami games were a little bit more harder, in my own opinion, because listen, everybody has their own opinion on things. But Konami games were harder, in my opinion. I feel like their games were for a more mature audience. Now, keep in mind, this is the 80s. So there was no blood. There was no cussing in games. It was still a pure time. But if you look at Konami games, a lot of their games center on the military, like Contra. The Contra series was like a military series. And then you had the Metal Gear series. That's also another military series. A lot of Konami games were centered on the military. So their games were a little bit more harder. Capcom games were, they were like in between mature and still children-like. But both companies was putting out some of the best games. Now let's start off with Mega Man from Capcom. Mega Man was a really good series. The pros of the series, I would say, would be graphics. For its time, the graphics was really good. The story for its time was good. The reason why I'm saying for its time, because when you think about it, a lot of these franchises back then, storylines really wasn't that fantastic as it should be, because the graphics of the games were limited. So you really couldn't push, you know, fleshed out, thorough stories back then. Stories on all games were pretty basic, because this is a primitive time of gaming. But Capcom Mega Man was a good series. It was a futuristic series. Yes, it was hard the later you progressed in the game, even though this is Capcom. It got harder as you progressed. So I don't really see any cons with the Mega Man series back then. Let's see. From the Konami side, we have Contra. The pros of the game Contra would be graphics and music. And I don't necessarily see any cons with the Contra series. Because just like Mega Man, as you progressed, it got harder and harder. But I'm just going to keep it real. From the jump, when you first play Contra, it's not easy as it seems. This is how you know there's a difference between Konami games and, you know, the games that were focused, the companies that were focused on the kids only, like Nintendo. Where Nintendo games, they are generally easy games. Now, we can say the same for Nintendo games too. As you progress in the game, it do get harder, but it's not to the point where, you know, you're going to throw your controller and out of anger and smash your controller. Because Nintendo's main objective is the children. Whereas the third parties, it could be all over the place. So like I said, I don't see any cons with the Mega Man series and the Contra series. Now, one of my favorite franchises is Castlevania. Back in the day, Castlevania had a really good storyline for its time. Storylines was good, graphics was good, you know, the gameplay mechanics. Let's talk about gameplay mechanics. First, I'm going to start with Castlevania, and I'll work my way back since I skipped over that part. The gameplay mechanics of Castlevania, just like all these 2D games, because that's pretty much all the Nintendo Entertainment System could display was 2D games. That's pretty much the norm for any console back in the 80s. So the gameplay mechanics was side-scrolling for this Castlevania franchise. A side-scrolling adventure where you play the role of Simon Belmont. And you must use your whip to defeat the enemies. And along the way, you can get other special weapons like a cross or holy water. Keep in mind, this is limited graphic capabilities of this console. Nonetheless, the art style was pretty spooky because you're traveling through Transylvania. You have to defeat the monsters of the night to work your way up to Dracula and defeat him. I don't really see any cons with this franchise either, back in the day. Nowadays, that's a different story. But back in the day, there was no cons. And yes, by it being the Konami game, this game was no walk in the park. It was hard. Especially Castlevania II, Simon's Quest. Well, hold on. Let me go back. The very first Castlevania game was the hardest in the whole entire series. It was the hardest game in the whole series. You know, it's just a very limited move set that Simon Belmont has. It's very limited. But that goes for almost all these games back in the day. Contra, gameplay mechanics, pretty much the same. A side-scrolling game. When you jump, you're flipping, actually. You know, you have to be careful, you know, how you jump and when you jump, because you're jumping from platform to platform. Maybe one platform is a little too far away, so you want to make sure you're standing close to the edge before you jump to the next platform. Otherwise, you're going to jump into a hole, and that's it. That goes for all these series, even Mega Man. Same thing. It's a platformer, so you want to make sure you stand close to the edge before you jump, so you can jump on the next platform. That's just pretty much the norm for these games. Now, like I said, I'm basically just talking about third-party games. I don't have a love for third parties in this video game industry anymore. Yes, I'm biased. I only buy Nintendo first-party games. But these third parties back in the day was putting out some really good games. Another third-party game that was good was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series. Now, the first one that they put out back in the 80s, it was a pretty horrible game, in my opinion. It just wasn't well done. It was boring. The moveset, and I'm not the best in describing these games, I guess. That's not my forte. I don't know how to go too far in depth when describing, you know, certain attributes to these games, but I will just say the very first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game, it was horrible. It switched between side-scrolling at times, which the side-scrolling part of the game was very lame. And then it switched from a top-bottom view, however that's called. Like the original Zelda, a top-down view. I'm pretty sure you guys understand what I'm saying on that one. But it was not as good as Zelda. It was far, far worse than any Zelda game could even imagine. The gameplay mechanics, the movements, just overall horrible. But after Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1, the franchise became one of the best gaming franchises in the industry back then. Konami really, really put major effort into the franchise to the point where it sold millions and millions of copies. Ninja Turtles 2, fantastic. Ninja Turtles 3, fantastic. And even though Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time, was not on the original Nintendo, that was on the Super Nintendo, that game was the best game in the whole entire Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle franchise. Question is, right? You're probably wondering, well, why? It's because Konami poured more money into the franchise. Art style was fantastic. They really honed in on the 2D side-scrolling aspect of the series. They stopped doing the top-down because that was a flop for the first Ninja Turtle game. Konami realized that this is a licensed series. It's licensed, so they need to really take it seriously. A lot of companies wasn't doing that. They wasn't taking licensed games seriously back then. Now, I haven't played a whole lot of third-party games back, you know, over time. Mostly first-party. Okay? So I'm trying to think of game series that we can all relate to. Okay. Before I go, I'll say Square Enix became one of my favorite third parties after Capcom and Konami. They were putting out the best JRPGs of that time. Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest. These were some of the biggest JRPGs of the time, okay? The storylines was much better than Capcom's and Konami's because it's a JRPG. Square could focus on story more than the other companies could, because that's the whole point of a JRPG, is telling a really, really deep story. Okay. Gameplay mechanics was horrible because it really truly wasn't no real good gameplay. You're just moving from point A to point B and you just hop into a random battle at times in these Square Enix JRPGs. The random battles is usually turn-based battles. You make a move to attack the enemy. And then it's the computer turn to make a move to attack you. So it's like chess. So there is no real-time battle back then. Now, Final Fantasy was a real good series at that time. In today's time, though, I like Dragon Quest more than Final Fantasy. Okay? Dragon Quest reminds me more of Dragon Ball Z as a series. So, and I do like Dragon Ball Z, although not too much anymore, but I did like it a lot. Whereas Final Fantasy, I don't know what it's turning into these days. It's not its former self. It's just different. I'm sure people still love it. Not going to bash it, but it's just a different series these days. It's not like it was when I was growing up. I don't like what I see. But I still like what I see from Dragon Quest. I like what I see a whole lot. Well, I think I'm going to wrap this up, guys. So this video was, like I said, it was just about the pros and cons to the third parties games that I played growing up. For the most part, I don't see any cons except for, you know, Ninja Turtles Part 1. As well as most of these third-party games, they were more harder than the Nintendo first-party games. Which makes sense because Nintendo's trying to push their consoles to all ages. Whereas third parties, they're not really doing that because this is not their console. So they could care less about supporting all ages, you know, all demographics. Third parties, for the most part, on any console, they could focus on just the mature audience if that's what they really want to do, which that's what they do want to do for the most part. Children and other demographics like the elderly, that's like way on the bottom of their minds at this point in time. And it was like that back in the day too with the third parties. They wanted to make games for a little bit more of a mature audience. Even though games were still for kids, they tried to reach that teenage, you know, age bracket with their series. Okay, guys. Like I said, I want to wrap this up and that's it. So I hope you liked this video. I'm sorry if I wasn't too thorough with my details of these game franchises. This is like kind of like my first time doing something like this. So forgive me for that. Until next time, this is Amin Parker. Peace.